earth, sky.
So we get a certain period of time to react, and the training kicks in. We go through all the different scenarios, and the adrenaline starts.
You're listening to safety engineer Natalie Salter of Shell. She's talking about what happens when a potentially harmful event in oil and natural gas production takes place, such as a fire or an explosion.
Your training kicks in, and you immediately start troubleshooting. What can we do? How can we do it? When do we say enough is enough and we shut down safely?
Salter's an expert on what's called process safety, preparing for the event before it happens. She said in some real-world situations, there might be a forewarning of a threat, like a high temperature reading. In those cases, she said, the plant design triggers alarms that give precious time, sometimes hours, to shut things off and maintain control.
So really what it's about is making sure that the design is correct to incorporate all the safety aspects that we know of into the design of the equipment that we're going to be putting out there. Then we also look at the operations of the facility. We want to make sure the operators, the engineers, the technicians that are using the equipment understand the operating limits, so that we don't have any releases of the gasoline, petrol material that we're passing through those pipes or pieces of equipment.
That's oil and gas production safety in a world reliant on oil and gas. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.